Today I will do business with the ABC company rather than the Ajax company. But if the Ajax company has a dispute with you, you cannot say I do not choose to deal with the Ajax company because they all have guns, just like the guys in Washington do today. If they didn't have the guns, there'd be no purpose in the Ajax customers even paying anything to them for any reason. Again, force is what they're paying for. Now, even in today's system, individuals have been granted exemptions from paying taxes. Individuals have been granted immunities from the laws that exist and so forth. So in the same way, in a private enterprise system, an individual can work out an arrangement whereby he finds himself relatively free from the impositions of some other private enterprise government or whatever that he was choosing not to deal with. Well, of course, we still have to come back to the point that the court system is unnecessary to begin with. It is an attempt to impose man-made justice upon the natural justice that exists. Even if you do not conceive of natural justice in the way that I expressed it in the first session, you still have to face the reality of the fact that you are always better off by dealing with the problem in advance by protecting yourself rather than to try to get back what it is you lost through your inefficiency, through your willingness to take the chance of leaving your property vulnerable to someone else taking it. That is your inefficiency. The other man's crime in taking your property is totally and completely his crime, and he's going to have to deal with it and face the consequences that he will have to face in life as a result of that. But you have a crime of your own you have to deal with, and that is the fact that you left the milk bottles on the front porch, or you left your property in a place where somebody else could steal it. And so you made the decision that brought you to this point. You could have prevented it. And if you leave your keys in the car and somebody steals the car, then don't be so all-fired surprised about it, and don't waste so much time condemning the fact that there are thieves in the world. Your indignation is simply an expression on your part of the fact that had you created the world, you would have created it without thieves. But the world was created long before you got here, and there were thieves there, and you've known it all along, and you have no business saying that you're acting in a way that presumes that there are no thieves.